I mean, it's always tough when you lose a guy like that. Don't know exactly what it is. I only just talked with him for a little bit at halftime and got back to getting adjustments and stuff. So I haven't really spoken to him. But anybody of that caliber, man, Ridley. It means so much to this team, on the field and off the field. Their character, that's what it's all about, who they is as a person, first and foremost, and being a great, great leader and contributor to the team. You lose some value there. So I'm pretty sure I talked to him on the way back home and, see how he's feeling and stuff like that. But we're going to have to rally around one another. This was a big win for us, just coming in, knowing, understanding. Up front, we had to handle our business offensively and defensively. We knew it coming into this game. We knew how good they were. Defense of their front, and we knew how big their offensive line was and the way they run the ball. So we knew what we had to do, and I think this game said a lot, especially this character of our team, who we want to be, how we want to attack teams. That's 2 weeks in a row, so we're just going to continue to build, but it's a great team win from special teams, from defense and offense. We really put it together on the road. In the division and, for the lead in the division. I think we really stepped up to the challenge. So it's going to be another challenge for us this week on a short week. Being able to turn the page basically on the plane ride back home to get a jump on the Jets, and hopefully we can continue to, be successful.
Vince, when you rehab alongside someone like Gerard, as both of you had to this past offseason, and you have a friendship like you guys do, you must cut a little deeper than just a teammate going out with an injury.
Yeah, I mean, it does, because we're so close. It's almost like we're brothers. Our wives, our kids, we spend a lot of time off the field together. Watching film, just doing little things. So it kind of means something a little different to me, for me, just because of the personal relationship that I have with him, being a leader of my defense, being the one guy I could turn to. If we want to make a certain check and we haven't went over some things and coach is not around, I can always turn to him and talk to him about the defense. He know it in and out. He know the game. So it's tough to lose somebody like that. But I'm pretty sure this team, we rallied around. The one thing he said going off the field was finish the job for us for him today. And I think we did a good job of rallying around one another, played this game for him for the second half. And it means a lot to us what he brings to this team. Not only on the field, but off the field also. So it's a tough one, but at the same time, he understands we won't have to rally. He's going to be in our ear. He's going to be with us. So we just have to continue to play some good football.
Did he add any additional words of wisdom or inspiration at halftime when he spoke?
No. I mean, it just, hello, how you doing, whatever, and basically say, you guys just finished the job for us, and that's the one thing we took on the field, so. We got to be able to move forward. It's tough. It's tough, and it's more than football. Dealing with a guy like that, especially for me, it's more than football. But we still have to move forward. We got to be able to move forward. And like I said, with a short week, short isn't even the word. It's more than a short week. So we're going to have to be ready to play another division game Thursday night. So we have our hands full once again. But if we continue to make the progress we've been doing in the past, just moving forward, making the correction, adding some things, getting rid of some things, and everybody's level of focus at the highest. If we continue to do that, we'll be okay around here. But we're gonna have to keep the pedal on the metal. We're definitely gonna have to.
You guys faced a lot of adversity in the last couple of weeks, and you've shown a lot of character while handling that. Do you feel like this 2 week stretch could something bigger for you guys?
I mean, it is what it is. It's every team is going to get a chance to be on a stretch, short stretch on a Thursday night and Sunday nights. We just happened to go this week, so we've done it before. We've been successful doing it before. We know, what it takes to get our bodies and get our mind frame back to the level, it needs to be. For a football game, not just a short week, but for a football game. So we wanted to take it personal. Each one of us is taking care of our bodies, getting treatment, hydration, game plans. So it's going to be a lot of stuff bundled in at once, but we professionals. We've done it before. We have a great bunch of guys here. We got a great, leaders, captains, coaches. So It's not going to be hard for us to get everybody to rally around and understand what we need to do to be successful come this week.
Your final question?
I think that was it. Thank you.